Well, it's time for MITechNews.com with Mike Brennan, our weekly dose of the headlines, things going on around the world, the state, and in particular, focus for entrepreneurs and for business people in our fair state of Michigan. Mike Brennan, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Thanks, Foster.
How are you doing today, sir?
Good. I went to the track, lost some money on the betting on the horses, but other than that, it's been a good day.
So, I was going to say, that'll teach you, but it doesn't.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a glutton for punishment.
Oh, dear. Well, let's go into some of your headlines here. Kind of interesting. Speaking of crashing, in Ann Arbor, an attempt to sell a limited number of tickets for the University of Michigan football fall campaign by the U of M Alumni Association apparently went pretty bad. It crashed the whole thing.
Yeah, this one particularly vexed me because I was one of those alumni waiting online for an hour and a half, waiting for the server to respond. And I knew what was going on, and Gary knows what was going on. They just had too much traffic, and they weren't ready for it. So crashed the servers, and then late in the afternoon, they issued a, you know, apology to everybody saying, oops. So I told him to talk to Online Tech. So Jan Ness owes me a favor.
There you go. And matter of fact, we're going to talk about them, I think, a little bit there. Matter of fact, they're next. Online Tech, speaking of them, they were named one of the 20 most promising enterprise security companies in the country, I believe.
Yeah, they, you know, they've been really taking care of sensitive data. I mean, anything anymore is sensitive data. Yeah, but, I mean, they do a lot of HIPAA stuff, and that's got to be real sensitive. And then you know, that's Gary's old company, so he can speak to that. So, I mean, yeah, this is just a tremendous amount of stuff, and Jan and Mike Klein are doing a real good job there.
Right. Jan is an old friend of ours. Matter of fact, was it 20th anniversary, I think, that we celebrated with them recently here in the studios. Jan came in, and we were celebrating that great event with him. Incredible what they've gone on to do right now, being one of the premier security companies, folks, around the country in protecting data. Well, let's move maybe to one more headline before we take a pause here. This is interesting. ISRA 88. It looks like a title of a movie, I guess. It has been approved. It's a science fiction movie that's going to be filmed in the Detroit metropolitan area.
Yeah, and it's got an incentive for $110,000, and they're going to spend almost $400,000. And they're going to hire about 49 Michigan folks. I mean, we continue to move along. Well, we don't do a lot, as many movies as when we had that really generous incentive previous. But we still do pretty well with this. And this is one I'm surprised that the governor, he's never been a big fan of these things. But he's let this one go and expand, and I think it's done really well. So.
It is interesting, Mike. I've noticed a couple of things, a couple of times you've mentioned this in your headlines about movies. Matter of fact, I think there's another one that was in the headlines as well. Cal?
Just to keep playing on that same segment there, Mike, do you think that the movie industry is going to regrow back in the state? And with all the technology and stuff that we've got going on here, is there a chance for it to come back sooner?
Well, sort of. I mean, these guys are gypsies. They go where the money's the best. I mean, we had a generous 42% of your production costs were, you know, taken care of by the state.
Wow.
Clearly, any industry would come to Michigan for, you know, those kinds of incentives. I mean, it's coming, it's doing well, but will we be Hollywood or New York or, you know, some of those places like that? No. But, I mean, anything that advances technology and makes people have more technology skills, because there's a small sort of thriving industry that focuses on producing movies in the state, and what the heck, you know, this keeps growing.
I didn't think it... I mean, if you think about it, I mean, you've got Transformers, the new Superman, Batman's being filmed here.
I mean,
there's several movies being filmed here. I mean, it's not like they've gone away.
Well, I know an actor who's very active in that particular thing, and it'd be a lot more here, but because they cut out all the incentives and stuff they did with that, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, there's a lot going on in Ohio that used to go on up here. But that was my reason for asking.
I think, Shane, you're right. There are some really big movies going on here. But as Mike said, these are gypsies. They're going to go, you know, somebody's going to pick up 42%, 42 cents of every dollar, they're going to head that way. Hey, Mike, let me just quickly tell folks that if you're interested in some of these headlines that we've been talking about here and much more that talks about things going on in our state and around the country, and in particular, that focuses on technology and entrepreneurship, if you're somebody who's starting a business, you're looking for, let's say, the money to support a business you're starting, this is a great newsletter to get every Friday, free for nothing. All you got to do is go to internetadvisor.net, scroll down on our page, and then you will see a little button there that says you can just keep calm and click and subscribe. And when you do that, you put in your subscription information, which is just your email address, no credit cards, because it's absolutely free. And every Friday, these and a whole lot more headlines will show up that'll take you inside of technology, kind of behind the scenes of what's being developed in our fair state of Michigan. So, Mike, let's wrap things up by talking about another World Robotic Olympic competition that's going to be taking place.
Yeah, well, actually, Lawrence Tech, speaking of tech, they got a major coup here. They were named the national organizer for the U.S. World Robotic Olympiad Association. And so they're going to be organizing the U.S. on all these Lego robots competitions that are out there for kids to participate in.
I love college
students, I imagine, too.
Oh, yeah.
And so, again, teaches the vital STEM education, science, mm-hmm. technology, engineering, math, all those skills that everybody needs. And I was listening in to Tracy Ann Palmer talking earlier about that. And so this is all a good thing. So.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, thank you so much for your careful reporting on this. And, folks, again, this is a world that's just waiting for you to see. Go to internetadvisor.net. Subscribe to the mitechnews.com feed, and every Friday it shows up in your email absolutely free of charge. Mike, thanks so much for being here every week and for sharing these headlines with us.
Thanks, guys. Good talking to you.
All right. Thank you.